Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 2019 began as a worrisome year for investors, but by mid-year, the stock market had turned around and even inched into record-high territory. The economy is showing signs of weakening, though, so could this be a sucker's rally? Doug English is here to help us.
He's our resident stock market prognosticator.
He's also a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors. He joins us by phone now from somewhere. He's got offices everywhere. Where are you today, Doug?
Oh, hi, Mike. It's a lovely day here in Charleston today.
All right, so you ready to do some stock market forecasting?
Sure, Mike. You know, we've been surprised and delighted with the scale of this rally, market reaching all-time highs once again. But maybe it's time for this rally to slow down and stall out. A lot of the indices are up more than 20% year to date. But even when you allow for the low starting point we had after the pullback in November and December, that's still about a 12% gain over the last 12 months. So that's a significant rally, and our investors are feeling pretty great.
Okay, and so with these signs that the economy might be slowing down, weakening around the world, there's all this trade uncertainty. Where should investors go from here?
Well, Mike, I'll talk in a shorter term and longer term. And we're going to start with the longer term. You know, when we look out a little further, you know, in the 3 to 5 year range, we think the possibility of the fat tail events gets larger. And by fat tail events, I mean the probability of extreme outcomes. So our base case scenario does involve a mild recession in the next few years. Now, with the U.S. remaining the best place to be invested and equity markets being the best place for your money. But these extreme events, if they are a more likelihood, you need to look to potentially insulate your portfolios if one of these things happen. So at this point, consider taking some profits. So if your account was supposed to be 60% in equities and 40% in bonds, the markets have rallied and skewed your exposure, think about bringing that back into its strategic weight. If you have a lot of exposure to growth sectors like technology, consider scaling back those allocations again to their long-term strategic weights. We would even say the same thing to investors in fixed income. You know, bond markets have been tremendous this year with returns almost at 6%. Consider taking some profits, raise some modest cash, and lock in these strong numbers. Now, when we talk about trade negotiations, of course, we're talking about the U.S. and China, and these negotiations are a very big deal. In fact, we think that corporate earnings growth is going to turn negative for the next couple of quarters because of the uncertainty of these trade wars and the actual cost of the tariffs. We still do think that the U.S. and China are going to find their way to a deal, but it may be months in the making, and corporate earnings are going to be hurt while the parties try to figure it out. We think this theme of the U.S. versus China and economic conflict is here to stay, and it is one of the reasons to be diligent about your investment approach, know your risks, and how they manifest in an extreme event. Now, Mike, I'm sure you noticed I did not say sell all your equities, and that's because central banks seem to have recognized the slowing of the global economy and their willingness to provide interest rate cuts to stimulate the economy, what we think is keeping this market going. And heck, Mike, it's the Fed to the rescue again.
Okay, and so take some profits, move some money into cash, money markets. What about value investing? You know, putting some money into out-of-favor sectors right now, maybe energy stocks?
Yeah, within the sectors, we would just like the investors to consider keeping their overall mix in line with its targeted weighting. If it's a value or growth, value is certainly at a lower point right now. So when you rebalance, you might end up adding more to that category. But as always, investors should consult their financial professionals and continue adhering to their long-term investment plans.
Well, Doug, as always, thanks for your predictions and for your time.
Thank you, Mike.
Doug English is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors. He joined us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.